Good morning, ladies. We're here
again
to learn more about the Word of God, that it can help us to be better people.
我们再聚在一起，再次来学习神的话语，帮助我们成为更好。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, dearest, we come before thy presence.
亲爱的耶稣，我们来到你面前。
We're asking you to give us a heart and an understanding of your word.
给我们一颗能够理解的心。
Put in our heart the desire to be more like you.
哦，在我们的心里，让我们有深深的渴慕，能够更愿意像你。
So please open your word to our hearts.
求你把你的话语对我们的心打开。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I finished what I was talking to you about, and I thought I'm going to go into something that I think will be beneficial for us, and that I'm going to talk about the character of those who serve God.
我们上一个讲的是这个背题跟这个基督台前，那我今天讲的这个我觉得会对大家有帮助，就是讲那些服侍神的人的德性。
Our character is actually those attributes that make up us as a person, as an individual, as people see us.
我们的品格其实就是我们里边的那个让别人看到我们这个人，看到我们是怎么样的一个品质。
Actually, as we look at the depth of character within the people of the Bible stories, it's astonishing.
让我们看圣经中这个人物的他们的这个品格的深度，他们德性的深度的时候，他们这些是令人震惊的。
They were no different than us.
他跟我们其实是一样性情的人。
They had to find God and know God, and they had to follow him.
他们要找到神，认识神，并且要跟随神。
So we see they faced great challenges, but they overcame.
他们也面临这个非常艰难巨大的挑战，但是他们却得胜了。
I listen to many of the things on the internet and on the different things that people are talking and preachers are talking and newsmen are talking and everyone is talking.And we're finding that we're in a time different than we've ever been in before as Americans.
然后呢，我在网上呢，就是常常的去听不同的看不同的节目。那我听到这个有这个圣有牧师在讲啊，也有讲新闻的在讲啊，然后就有很多的不同的意见，很多的声音。那我觉得在美国从来没有这样子，大家有这么多的不同意见，这么多的分裂。
You know.At other times, there have been times when there have been pandemics or problems with diseases in America. We had periods of times like that.
在美国历史上也有过就这种瘟疫啊，或者有这种疾病啊，历史上是出现过的。
But today we see that this is a worldwide pandemic. We're finding out that there's so many natural disasters going on.They're telling us now that we're going to have to store up some food because there's going to be some real food shortages, and even the crops may not fully be fruitful this next year.
就是说，但是这个疫情呢，却是一种全世界的大流行病。然后呢，还有就是像我们也知道有这种食物短缺。他们就说，甚至他们，而且我们看到各地都有这种自然灾害，甚至说他们说这个粮食可能都不够，就是明年可能不会有些很多庄稼不会这样子有很好的收成，所以都告诉大家你要储备一些东西。
So actually, like them, we are facing some great challenges, and we have to overcome these.
所以，就像这些圣经中的人物，我们也面临这个巨大的挑战，我们也要得胜，也要克服这些。
So we see that we too are going to have to build the character trait of faith and endurance.
所以，我们也要建立我们的德行，建立我们的品行，就是我们的信心跟我们的忍耐。
We're not going to find instant solutions to the problems today.
我们不会说面对今天的问题发现一个历史的解决方案。
It's a time when you and I are going to have to endure things that maybe we never endured before.
可能我们会面临一个时期，我们要忍耐一些我们从来都没有面对过，从来没有忍耐过的事情。
And in the different groups that I've been teaching, faith has been one of the things that I've tried to teach, tried to bring it out, to recognize that we must have faith today.
然后呢，我在另外一组教导这样同样的题目，我就是在强调说信心，我们必须要建造我们的信心，我们才能面临今天的处境。
But along with that faith, we're going to have to endure many things.
除了有这个信心呢，伴随着信心，我们必须要忍耐，忍耐很多的事情。
So the characters in the Bible can show us how they went through these things.
所以圣经中的人物就可以向我们显示说他们是怎么样过的，他们是面对这些怎么样度过的。
Now I'm going to tell you some things that you never knew about.
我要告诉你一些事情你从来都没有，都不知道，不晓得的。
And I'm saying this in the area, well, lots of things we don't know about, but I'm saying this in the area of God's word and down through the years.
我讲的是说，这么在这个历史上这么多年神的话语。
You know, after John died, the apostle John,
约翰去世之后就是
because he seemed to be among the ones of the last one,Maybe the last ones or the last one that died.
他可能就是这些使徒里边就最后就是那个使徒时代最后一位过世的。
And all the disciples were gone.
然后之后呢所有的门徒也都回天家了也都离开人世了。
But there was the gospel to still keep giving out.
但是呢还是有一个这个福音呢在一直这样的传下去。
Now we know for sure and probably...There were other disciples of Jesus' disciples that had their disciples, disciples that followed them and their teachings.
然后我们知道主耶稣他还有别的门徒，这些门徒呢，他们还有后边又有跟随他们的下一代的门徒，然后他们就跟随他们的教导。
And those disciples that John had and the others, they would write.Letters and even, well, I mostly probably letters or even books they would write to the generation that they were preaching to and trying to keep the faith.
然后呢，就是约翰的门徒还有别的门徒的门徒，他们彼此就他们就会写信，甚至写书，就是写给他们同时代的人。
And there are many, many, many others There were many.Many books that was written, and we have them today.
然后他们在同时代，他们其实写了很多的书。那我们现在都找这些东西，其实都留下来了。我们现在也都有。
So actually, I have been studying under a man, and I say under him through his books and his lectures, and so that has studied since he was just a late teenager the early fathers' writings.
然后我就是在跟一个人学习，那这个人呢他就是一直在看这些早期教父们的这些写作这些著作。
He got saved young.
他很年轻的时候，就是我跟的这个作者这个老师就是讲课的人呢，他很年轻时候就得救了。
Still in his teens, but he had been to several different churches.
然后他在他的青少年期间呢他就去过不同的教会。
There were many things they taught alike, but then there were other things that were different.
他在这个不同的教会里边，他就发现有些人，他们教导的有一部分很多是一样的、相似的，但有一些地方是不同的。
So I said to myself, how do I know which of these are right?
所以他就对自己说，那我怎么知道哪些是对的，哪些是正确的呢？
He said, I can't go back to Jesus only through the Bible.
他说我只有通过圣经。
And some of these questions aren't answered there.
我只有通过圣经，我才能我现在不能说就是身体的这样看到主耶稣，我只有通过圣经见到主耶稣，那还有别的事情没有写得很清。
I believe that's what he meant when he said he then thought, what I will do is the disciples are gone too, so I am going to read the books and the writings, rather the writings of the disciples of John.
他说那当时的这些门徒都已经不在了，那他就决定要去读约翰门徒所留下来的这些著作和书信。
So that became a lifetime work for him.
所以这个人呢，他的整个一生呢，他都投入在这个里面。
He went back and he read the letters that were from John's disciples, and then the letters from John's disciples' disciples, and then the letters from John's disciples' disciples' disciples, on up for the next 200 years.
然后他就回去去研究，去读约翰的门徒，约翰的门徒的门徒，然后又是他到这个徒孙的这一代，在那个头200年他们这些门徒所写的这个书信和著作。
And he said, basically, they all preach the same as John did.
这200年期间，这个约翰的门徒，他们其实所教导的，所传扬的，跟约翰教导的都是一样的。
There may be little differences, but he said they all pretty well kept to the doctrines of the disciples.
可能有一些细微的差别，但基本上他们都是就是持守了这些使徒的教训。
But something happened in 300 AD in that area.
但是在公元300年的时候发生了一些事情。
There was I think he was a general. Yes, he was a general. Constantine was a general, and he was going to fight a battle that would take over a large city, Constantinople. And we see that he was going to fight this battle.But before the battle, he had a vision. He saw a cross in the sky. And immediately he knew that was with the Christians. And he then converted to Christianity, won the battle, became the great king of Constantinople.
Yeah, 就是说当时我们知道在有那个康斯坦丁大帝，在他得到权力之前，他是个将军，他要打一场非常重要的战役。就是这样他就可能成为这个皇帝。在战役之前呢，他看到天上有个异象，就是一个十字架。那他知道这个十字架是基督徒的这个象征，所以呢他就说他信主了，然后他说他，然后他打战了，他就赢了，之后呢就让这个基督教呢成为一个国教。
Now it was a pagan city. They worshipped other idols. They had their statues. They had their gods. It was a great idol worshiping.
但是他所在的那个城市就是那个康斯坦丁堡，它其实是一个充满拜偶像的一个异教的城市，里边有各种的雕像啊，然后呢有是拜这个假神的这个庙啊。
And now that Constantine had put Christianity no longer were they for 200 years they had been persecuted and killed and run chased out, but nowChristianity became the state religion.
然后在这过去的300年期间呢，这个基督教呢是一个被迫害的，基督徒也是被迫害的，被杀，被追赶。但是现在呢，这个基督教呢成为了国教。
And then the doctrines of the church began to get corrupt because these pagan priests and these different idols and these different worshiping different idols began to come to Christianity because it was safe there, they had prestige, and then the word of God began to start getting corrupt.
然后呢，在成为国教之后呢，那些异教的这些祭司啊什么的，他们说他们也进到教会里边，就开始败坏了这个教神的这个教义，然后他们就是说就开始有把些异端给引进来，这个异教的东西引进来。因为成为基督徒呢，你相信基督徒你就有很多的好处，有名望，所以这些祭司呢，他们说，哦，我们也信主了，就进到了教会里。
You know, as we read Genesis, And we read one name after another, and this one did a little of this, and this one may have done a little of that, and this one just had these kind of children. It seems like we have just little tiny snatches of the people.
当我们读这个创世纪的时候，我们就看到他记录各种各样的人物，基本上就是这个人做了那个，那个人做了那个，或者这个人是有多少孩子，都是非常好像微，就是一些很快的描述，所以我们只能看到一点点当时的人的全貌。
So we really don't know much about at least the first, I say the first 1500 years of our creation.
所以呢，在神创立世界以后的1500年，我们对当时的历史了解的是很少的。
But they were men and women just like us. They learned. They had their own writing. They had their own lives. They had tremendous kingdoms. So it was a powerful age during that time that we know so very little bit of it.
那些人就像我们一样，他们是有他们也著作，他们也建造他们的国度。其实他们那时候的国度是很非常强盛的，但是我们对那当时的历史是知之甚少。
So we find ourselves with our first man that we want to talk about his character, and that's Noah.
我们所讲的第一个圣经中的人物就是挪亚。
So in Noah's day.Men lived a long life.
在挪亚的时代，这个人的寿命是很长的。
Sometimes I think it was almost what God wanted man to, well, let me put it this way. At the end of the tribulation is going to come the millennial. The millennial man will live for 1,000 years.
在这个大灾难之后呢，就是千禧年。我们在千禧年的时候知道人都可以活到上千岁。
One writer said, if a person dies at 100, it's just like a child dying.
说人百岁而死就像婴孩而死一样。
Well, at this time, at Noah's day, it was exactly alike. Many of them lived, well, his grandfather lived to be 969 years old.
在挪亚的时代，那个时候人的寿命就像千禧年，寿命是很长的。挪亚的祖父马祖萨拉活了969岁。
And actually, his very first father, Adam, had only died about 165 years before he was born.
但是实际上他的最早的这个祖父就是亚当，是在挪亚出生之前的165年才过世的，才死的。
So all of these we see live long lives and they overlapped each other and they knew each other. They knew what Adam knew, what he told his children, what they told their children of children about God. They had this information about God.
所以呢，那个时候人都活了很久，然后的他们的祖祖孙孙呢，又都是在同一个，他们其实是有重叠的时间的，所以他们知道说亚当所教导的他们关于神的事情，这些信息都保存下来了。
Now the first son of Adam, what was his name now?
Abel, 亚伯。
Not Seth. That's the one I want. Yes, Seth.Seth became the religious line, the religious son, the one that God's laws or God's knowledge of God and the power of God went through his generation, not the other son's generations.
然后我们知道亚当他有一个儿子叫赛特，赛特他这个支派呢，相当于是这种敬虔的支派，那是关于神的知识和对神的敬拜，就传到他这个他这一支里边，不是另外一支，就是那个不是该隐那一支。
The other sons became wicked down through the years.
那个该隐那一派呢，那一支呢，就后来就越来越邪恶。
But many of this line was some of them.Were not as good as others, but they came down, they still held on to God and their understanding of worshiping God.
当然不是说赛特这个支派所有的人都那么敬虔，但是整个来讲，他们就是有对神敬拜的知识，在他们整个的这个过程中。
What I'm trying to show you today is there are things beyond the Bible that that we do have that helps us to understand other times before, what shall I say, like the time of Adam's time and all down to that. They had ways of communicating to each other and understanding what God wanted and the power of God.
就是说在亚当的那个就是到一直到挪亚的那个时代，这些人他们其实是有一种方式，他们就是彼此交流，就是关于神的信息和知识，主要是在赛特那个支派内。
So then when we meet Noah, he has come to the place, he was born into the most wicked time of that period of history.
挪亚所出生的那个时代是当时最邪恶的一个时代，从亚当以来。
But we find something about Noah, that he was a righteous man.
但是圣经是这样描述他的，说挪亚是个义人。
So that you see, you can say by Noah, it doesn't matter how badly the world was around him. Here was a man that determined and decided and believed God that he was going to be righteous.
就是不管我们可以看到一个例子，就是不管他周围的世界多么邪恶，但是我们看到这个人，他就是定义他要过要过一个敬虔的生活，要做一个义人。
So when we see Noah, we see that God has become desperately, what shall I say, has despaired, has wished he didn't make man in this wicked world. Just at the time we see now, there was Noah.
然后呢，我们看到在挪亚这个时代的这个时候，神都开始很心里忧伤，后悔造人，因为全地尽都败坏了。在这个时候，神看到就是挪亚是在这样的一个时代中。
So now God has decreed to wipe out the human race, and we see he has another plan.
神就决定要除灭世上所有的人，但是神还有另外一个计划。
He looked and he found a man, and that was Noah.
然后呢，神往地上观看，看到一个义人的就是挪亚。
The only one who had not been corrupted in that day.
他说是唯一的一个义，唯一的一个义人，在还没有被这个世界败坏。
That almost seems impossible to us, doesn't it? That the whole world at that time was so wicked, their thoughts. And we're going to see, I'm going to give a little scripture about why, how they were. But to see the whole world was like that and only found one man, Noah.
然后呢，对我们来讲，这简直是不可能的。这整个世界都败坏了，待会儿我就会讲多他们有多败坏。但是呢，就这样的一个这么败坏的一个世界，还是有一个义人，就是挪亚。
Now let me give you a little bit of Noah's background as far as his father and his grandfather.
让我给你讲一点挪亚的背景，就是他的祖父跟他的父亲。
Now Noah's father died before the flood.But he died even earlier than his father died.
就是挪亚的父亲呢，是在洪水之前就过世了，等于说挪亚的父亲死在他祖父之前。
Because Noah's grandfather was Methuselah.
因为挪亚的爷爷叫马鲁萨拉。
And then Methuselah's father was one called Enoch.
马鲁萨拉的爸爸就是以诺。
And in reading the Old Testament, you realize that Enoch was probably one of the greatest Christian, well, we can't call them Christians because Christ hadn't come, but righteous man because God took him in a rapture.
然后呢，我们可以，如果你读旧约，你就发现说，以诺可以说是一个非常伟大的一个圣经中的一个敬虔的人，因为呢，神就把他取去了，好像就是被提了。
Actually, Enoch wrote a book.
以诺写了一本书。
And that book has lasted down to this day as they have passed it down and down, even after, even during the time, how can I say, there were those that kept passing it down until they finally found it. And we do have the book of Enoch today.
但是这个以诺写的书呢，实际上是被流传下来的，就是从那个之后一直到现在，现在大家也找到了这本书，一直
And
被后代保留下来。
from that book of Enoch, you learn about how wicked that age was. He talked about it, and he even prophesied about our age, but I won't go into
然后以诺的这本书上呢，就已经说明了，就是记载了当时的世代有多么的邪恶，然后他也有预言，但是我今天就不讲这些。
Actually, I've said all of that as an introduction because I want you to understand that there were real people, real lives, those that pass things down, that we're not without understanding about some of those days.
就是我要强调的，就是说这些人都是真正的人，也是有这个过的一个真像我们这样一个有血有肉的生活，所以他们对于当时的世界，对于我们所生活的时代，就是真正的世界是怎么样，他们并不是说没有了解的。
Now, probably none of you know that Noah left a testimony, a written testimony.
可能我们中间都没有人知道，说其实诺亚他有一个留下来的他的见证。
No one knew about it until 1950.
都没有人知道他的这个见证，直到1950年。
And in 1950, they discovered caves in a place called Qumran.
大家知道，在1950年的时候，他们就发现这个死海书卷所在的这个岩洞。
And inside those caves were dozens, well, maybe even hundreds. There were just dozens and dozens different caves. There were quite a few caves there, and they were big jars, a lot of big jars. Some of them, when they discovered them, broken, but some of them still standing. And inside of them, they had scrolls.
然后我们知道，在当时呢，就是1950年的时候，有个牧童，他就无意中发现了这个岩洞里边有很多的这个古卷的保存。其实有好多好多岩洞，然后里边都有很多的罐子，有的罐子是碎的，有的是保存完整的，然后里边有很多书卷。
And that was really one of the greatest discoveries that we have made in this modern age that actually says that the word of God is the word of God because they found these scrolls from hundreds of years back and they can see how they are just like they are today.
这就是我们现在的这个考古学上最伟大的发现，就是这个死海书卷，它就证明了，就是说神的话语真的就是神的话语，因为他们发现那些书卷呢，他们是很古老的，就是在那个同时期几百，比以前能发现的早几百年，发现真的神的话语就是没有改变，的确是神的话语。
Among those things there, they found something they never even dreamt of, but it was called the testimony of the patriarchs.
然后呢，在这个死海书卷中，他们发现了他们做梦都没有想到的东西，就是称为是这个先祖或者说族长时代的这些见证、这些记录。
Now, a lot of them were just in fragments where they had hardened and broken. But there were those that could read parts of them. So as they gathered them together, putting them together, they learned some amazing things from the patriarchs, from Adam's time down to Levi's son.
然后呢，他们就把这些碎片呢，后来反正有科技帮他们发现，他们可以复原。后来他们就读到了说，这些族长们所记录的这些东西，它是从亚当的时代一直到这个就是他们写作的时代。
Now, there were those that, particularly from Adam's time, there were only a few that they were able to read much from them.
从亚当
because they
下
had
来。
broken up so.
传下来的大概能够读出来，能够拼凑出来完整的是不多。
But Noah's was the one that was least broken up of the others.
但是这个相对来讲，这个挪亚的这个见证呢，是保存最完整的，就是它没有那么碎，没有变成那么碎的碎片。
So as they were able to put the pieces, the parts together, and as they were able finally to see the letter, let me say why they had these letters. It seemed to be a tradition that when the father died, before he died, he wrote a testimony to his children, trying to warn them of what not to do that he may have done, or how they should live, and even some prophecies in them.
然后呢，因为这个挪亚的，因为这个复原呢，他们就能读到这些书信。那为什么会有这些先祖的书信呢？因为他们当时其实是有个传统，就是在一个这个他们家里面的长子要过世的时候，他就会写东西，就是说一个是他过去的生活，然后他也警告说未来的这个子孙应该怎么样的生活，甚至会有一些预言。
So I told you all of this because I want you to recognize where I got this testimony from Noah.
所以我就是跟你们分享这些，就是想告诉你们我从哪里得到这个挪亚的见证的。
Now this, so we might say, how come that Noah was found to be righteous out of all of the people? Why was he the only righteous one?
我们可能就是在想说，挪亚怎么会在这么邪恶的一个时代中，他是唯一的义人呢？他怎么样过一个公义的生活呢？
And this is what they found of his writings.
他们就发现在挪亚的见证里是这么写的。
From my birth, my mother taught me in the ways of righteousness.
从我出生之时，妈妈就在教导我要行公义。
So we see he had a godly mother.
所以我们看到他有一位敬虔的母亲。
And then he goes on to say, my whole life I walked in the way of the Holy One.
他说我的整个一生都行在这位圣者的路道路之中。
I listened to his instruction.
我听从他的指教。
I kept away from the path of deceit.
我远离这个欺诈的道路。
Which leads to eternal darkness.
这种欺诈，这种诡诈呢，是最后带来永远的黑暗，永远的灭亡。
So I'm just going to take that for this moment to try to show us this area where his character was being built.
就在这方面呢，他的这个品格德行就被建造。
He was very fortunate. He had a godly mother.
他是很蒙福，他有一位敬虔的母亲。
But not only was she godly, not only did she love the Lord, but she taught him the way of righteousness.
他不仅这个妈妈呢，她不仅自己敬虔，不仅自己爱神，而且她教导她的孩子义路。
This is the most important thing a mother can do for their children.
这是妈妈能为孩子们所做的最重要的事情。
She didn't leave it to others. She didn't leave it to her father, her grandfather, others. She took her child and taught him righteousness.
她不是说把这个教导的责任交给爸爸或者交给爷爷，她自己就是尽到了她的这个，她自己来亲自的来教导，就是尽到这个责任。
But he could have lost it like probably maybe some of the others did.
You mean Noah could have lost it?
He could have lost the teaching. The teaching could have thrown away.
也许挪亚也可能像别的孩子这样的，最后他虽然有这些教导，但最后就放在一边了。
But my whole life I walked in the way. We see here he intentionally loved God. He intentionally walked different than all the others did.
他挪亚说我整个一生都行在这位圣者的路中，就说明他是非常留心的，非常有意的，就是走神的道路，而不是说就这样的随随便便。
What a wonderful character trait. Intentionally, that means that you and I, if we're going to walk with God and really be people that are holy,We have to make up our mind. We are going to do it. Intentionally, we are going to do what God says. We're going to be obedient to him.
就是说这个是一个多么好的一个这个品格的特性，就是他说他是很留心很有意的就是去做，那就表明说我们要定，就是我们自己要定义，要下这个决心，就是我们要走神的路，我们要遵行神的道。
Now he learned a secret. And that's,
他找到了秘诀。
that secret was not to go down the path of deception.
他说这个秘诀就是不要走这个欺诈，就是这种诡诈的道路。
He didn't listen to the fun times and those that no doubt were making money, corrupted in money, are going off to worship other gods like all the rest did. He kept his mind. He wouldn't allow himself to go down that line of these deceitful things because he knew it would lead to eternal darkness.
就是他没有说让他就是特别的小心留意自己不要去听那些就是那些诡诈的言语那些欺骗的言语然后呢等于说他那时候可能也有这种娱乐的节目啊让他们大家都去像别人这样去敬拜假神他是特别的留意
He said I study the visions of truth
他说我就是去学习去研去深究这个真理
Now let me tell you that I believe the visions of truth is what his great-grandfather Enoch had seen and written down because his writings was called a vision.
他这个真理的意象，我相信这个真理的意象就是他的曾祖父以诺所留下来的，因为以诺写下来的东西说他是一个意象。
When everyone else paid no attention to it, We see that Noah grasped hold of that, and he studied that, and he saw what his great-grandfather was saying there, and it made a determination in his heart.
就是别人对他的这个曾祖父所留下来的东西都根本也不会在意，但是他却紧紧地抓住他的这个真理的意象，然后他就去深究、去研读、去学习。
He said, I studied the vision of truth and wisdom.And praying constantly.
他说我真的是学习研读真理的意象和智慧然后经持续不断的祷告。
The truth brought him wisdom, and he sought after wisdom.
他真理带给他智慧他也寻求智慧。
And he recognized his weakness because he said, I prayed constantly.
他也意识到自己的软弱所以他说我不断的祷告。
Praying is wonderful, and holding on to God is wonderful. But he went on to say, I avoided the path of violence.
祷告是很好，紧紧抓住神也很好，但是他继续说，我就是避免一切的这个强暴的道路。
So we see then that he purposed to follow the things of God.
所以我们看到他是定义的要跟随神的道路。要做神要做就是去做这些神的事情
There were violence on every hand
在他周围到处都是强暴之事
He didn't go with the crowd
他没有随伙这样去做事没有跟
随别人 He probably lived a very lonely life
他可能过着一个很孤单的生活
He said even after becoming an adultI continued in righteousness.
他说即使我成人了我继续在这个公义的道路上过公义的生活。
And he grew in the wisdom of God.
他在神的智慧上成长增长。
And he married the daughter of one of his forefathers. Some said it was a sister of Enoch. We don't know who it was. But from that line, he married a godly woman.
然后呢他说他娶了一个他就是以前先祖的这个女儿有人说是以诺的女儿但是不管怎么样、
so、
他是就是娶了一位敬虔的妇人。
So we have a wonderful, what shall I say, understanding. When we said God looked around and found Noah, that he was righteous in his day, there was a reason why he was righteous.And we see that reason.
然后呢圣经上说神唯有挪亚在神面前蒙恩因为挪亚在神面前是义人那我们就知道说挪亚他怎么成为一个义人他为什么是一个公义的人这里边是有原因的。
Righteousness just doesn't happen.
这个义啊这个公义不是就这么自然而然就发生的。
Righteousness is an everyday choice.
这个公义就意味着每一天的选择。
So we see that that he really, well, let me show you what kind of land he lived in. This very same chapter, it talks about in six verses, in Genesis 6, verse 4 and 5.
我们看到他周围的世代是怎么样的，就在创世纪第六章第四节第五节这么说。
There were giants in the earth in those days.
他说在那些日子和后来的日子有巨人在地上。
And also after that, there were the sons of God who came into the daughters of man and bore children to them.
说后来呢，神的儿子们和神人的女子们交合生子。
Who are these sons of God?
那这些说神的儿子们是谁呢？
In that day, when he called about the sons of God, he talked about angels.
在那些时候讲到神的儿子们指的是天使。
They were actually called watchers.
他们也称为这个守望者。
But when they came to earth, it seemed like they looked at the daughters of men and they lusted after them.
就好像说这些天使呢，他来到这个地球上呢，来到这个世间，他看到人的女子们就有点就是有这种贪恋，有这种私欲在里边。
In the book of Jude, it tells us about those, and recognizes that these were angels that came and left their first estate. They left God to come here and became these wicked angels.That defiled the earth.
然后呢，从这个犹大书里面，我们就看到这些天使呢，他们是不守本位，离开自己住处的天使，然后他们就来到这个世间，真的就是把这个世界弄得更加的败坏邪恶。
So Noah was watching all of this.
所以诺亚就看到这一切的发生。
And I suspect Noah lived a very lonely life.
我想我自己的想法是挪亚其实过的是一个很孤单的生活。
He said he and his wife and sons and of course the daughters, we see that they were lonely people.
就是他跟
they chose to go the way of God.
因为他跟他我们看到他因为他们的家庭选择就是跟随神的道路，所以他跟他的太太还有孩子们其实过的是一个很孤单的生活。
You know, it even goes on to say what he at the when he after the flood, when he came and of course they started a new life there. Noah had a dream, and in that dream, God showed him that his son Shem, is it Shem or Seth?
Shem
was going. The Savior was going to come from him, and the Savior was going to conquer the world. God even gave Noah.In his writings, gave him a vision of the end times.
然后呢，在挪亚这个洪水之后呢，他的这个挪亚的这个记录里边就写到说，神给了他一个异梦，在这个梦里边，神让他向他显示，就是他的儿子闪的后代，从闪的后代呢会出来救世主，然后会征服这个世界。那甚至神就把这个末世的这个景象都已经告诉了挪亚。
And so one day God said to him,
有一天神对挪亚说
For you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time.
因为在这世代中我看到唯有你在我面前是义人。
You see, there comes an end when God steps in.
就是到了一个时候神就介入了。
And God said to him, I've watched you, in essence, he's saying,I watch you, I see you, I've heard you, you are the only righteous man left.
就是神说，我观察，我看你，你是在这个世代中唯一的一个义人。
So we see that Noah, he had a beautiful character that was built, that he intentionally held on to. And even though everything was literally wicked around him,He made up his mind to serve God, and in the end, it was he that was able to bring life into a new life in a different way.
然后我们看到挪亚呢，在这样一个邪恶的世代当中呢，他真的就是定义要就是过一个敬虔的生活，所以呢，神就是通过他呢。 神就是带来一个新的世界，一个新的生命。
Now I must apologize to Miss Sister, to Sister Chi. I didn't mean to go this long, but you all know me. Once I get started, it's so difficult for me to get stopped.
我要向那个师母道歉啊，许师母道歉，就是我不是说要讲这么久，但是我一开始你们是了解我就停不下来了。
No, but I really wanted you as ladies to understand that there are, that God's been working for, he's been working ever since he said, let me make man in my image.
所以我就想姐妹们真的是能够了解神，自从神开始说要照着我们的形象造人，神从来都没有停止工作，他一直在工作。
He's had his men and his women down through all of history, sometimes when it was easy for them to live, other times when it was very difficult, but God can keep us.
就是说在整个人类历史中间，神有他自己的敬虔的跟随他的男人和女人，有的时候这个生活世代呢相对来讲容易一点，有时候很艰难，但是不管怎么样神保守我们。
I don't know what's ahead of us.
我不知道未来是什么样子。
I don't know if we'll ever get back to what we once were as a people in a country.
我也不知道我们还能不能回到过去我们所知道的这样美国的这样的一个情况。
But remember, when we purpose to be righteous,
但是记住，当我们就是定义要过一个公义的生活的时候，然后服侍神的时候，
one day he's going to come.
有一天他会再来。
And he's going to settle it all.
他会把一切这些都解决。
Keep encouraged.
所以呢，不要灰心，鼓起勇气。
Father, we pray that thou will bless the ladies, be with them and help them in Jesus' name. Amen.
主啊，求你祝福这些所有的姐妹，真的是和他们同在。奉主耶稣的名，阿门。